Cathaoirleach, thank you, Minister. Obviously, the outcome of the Fisheries Council couldn't be more serious in terms of the threats to our industry. The Common Fisheries Policy has been deeply unfair to our coastal and fisheries communities for a long time. Brexit and the Trade and Cooperation Agreement were a betrayal of those communities. And this latest development, I think, has to be, and I've said, the final insult. We now need to get real here in terms of our dealings on these matters. It's time to speak truth to power about what has been going on, and I intend to deal with it at this meeting today and in the statements of the Dáil tomorrow. So the first thing is this. There are what's called the Big Five Dutch companies that have massive control in relation to, they have 230 vessels, hundreds of subsidiaries, massive control over quota across the European Union. They also have a significant investment in Iceland, the Faroes. So they have invested in recklessness and they've benefited from this latest development. The view is that this Big Five group of corporations based in the Netherlands have more power than member states themselves in terms of negotiations. That's an appalling state of affairs. So, Minister, I want to ask you, will you call, and there was an expose by the French NGO Bloom, not the first, into some of these companies. This could not be more grave. Essentially, what's been alleged here is that we have major corporations who have a massive power grab of quota across the European Union that now appear to have more muscle than member states. This is a serious threat to our democracy across the European Union. And I'm asking, Minister, will you support calls for an urgent investigation as to how we ended up with these countries blocking the Hague preferences? That's my first question. My second question now will follow. So the Department of Marine unfortunately had a I think a weak approach historically to what are our own natural resources, and this was exposed in the Barlow case that went to the High Court and the Supreme Court. So the Supreme Court have adjudicated on this, but unfortunately it's clear when you look at the defence offered by the Department of Marine, they clearly stated that our waters, our seabed, are not our natural resource, that they are the property of the European Union. The High Court upheld that position, but the Supreme Court overruled it. So the standing position of the Supreme Court is that Article 10.3 defines our territorial waters as the resource of the Irish people. Now, in 1976, in return for access to our waters, the Hague preferences were agreed. It wasn't just for Ireland, it was for Britain and Ireland, the Hague preferences. These Hague preferences are clearly connected legally to access our waters. So I believe what's happened here, where these countries have been allowed, and I think there needs to be an urgent investigation as to how those countries formed the vote that they did. There needs to be an urgent investigation into that, and I'll deal with that in more substance in my statement to the Dáil tomorrow, where I have a unique privilege to speak to the Dáil about these matters. But in terms of the Hague preferences, it is clear to me that there is definitely strong legal grounds based on our Supreme Court ruling of 2017 for this state to challenge the removal of the Hague preferences, whatever about the injustice of the Common Fisheries Policy. So the first question, Minister, is will you support the calls for an investigation into the influence of the Big Five, these Dutch corporations, and they've been named, I won't do it here now, by the French NGO Bloom, happen time. And secondly, are you actively considering every possible device available, including legal challenge to what's happened here? Thank you.
Thanks very much, Deputy. And thank you for your measured response